This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a gas pipeline explosion at a mosque in Bangladesh, outside the capital, Dhaka. 13 people were killed, 30 others are reported injured. The blast occurred as worshippers were about to end their prayers. Fire service officials believe the blast was caused by a gas leak. Dozens of victims were rushed to the city's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. Those who died reportedly included a child. Authorities said gas that accumulated in the mosque likely triggered the explosion. Authorities have begun an investigation. People across Lebanon observed a moment of silence to mark 1 month since the port explosion that devastated large parts of Beirut and claimed close to 200 lives. Rescue workers, meanwhile, continue digging through the wreckage of a building searching for a possible survivor, a hope fed by a possible pulse signal detected this week. It is thought to be extremely unlikely anyone will be found alive at this late date. There is a stark prediction that U.S. deaths from the coronavirus will reach 410,000 by the end of the year, more than double the current toll, and that fatalities could soar to 3,000 per day in December. The modeling comes from the University of Washington's Health Institute. The other side of the prediction, COVID-19 fatalities could be reduced by 30% if more Americans wore masks, but in fact the use of masks appears to be declining. According to Johns Hopkins University, the coronavirus has so far claimed 875,000 lives worldwide, with 26.6 million infections. In Argentina, six members of the national rugby team have tested positive for COVID-19. The country's rugby union says all six are asymptomatic and have been placed in isolation. The announcement casts strong doubts on whether the four-nation rugby championship will take place. Involved are Argentina, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. There was a COVID-19 lockdown protest today in Australia's pandemic hotspot, Melbourne, the capital of Victoria and Australia's second-largest city. There were 15 arrests. The backdrop, a gradual improvement in stemming new cases in Victoria due to the nearly five-week lockdown and restrictions in Melbourne. Around 200 demonstrators rallied with chants of freedom and human rights matter, surrounded by swarms of police. State Premier Daniel Andrews told a news conference, quote, "It is not safe, it is not smart, it is not lawful. In fact, it is absolutely selfish for people to be out there protesting." Victoria reported 76 new COVID-19 infections and 11 deaths today. Tomorrow, Andrews is set to outline plans for easing Melbourne's pandemic restrictions, which shut down large parts of the economy, required everyone to stay at home except for essential travel, and imposed a nighttime curfew. The coronavirus death toll in Australia is just under 750, with some 26,000 cases. In China, two people who returned to their hometown after contracting the coronavirus in the city of Wuhan have been sentenced to prison for failing to self-isolate when they visited another city in January. The Chinese court said the two had contact with hundreds of people in the city of Yibin in Sichuan province. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro is taking heat for suggesting that when there is a coronavirus vaccine, people should have a choice whether or not to take it. He is speaking out against making shots mandatory. Bolsonaro's critics include the state governor of Sao Paulo, who told the Associated Press immunization should not be viewed as a personal decision, that it should be obligatory except in special cases. Here in the United States, there are continuing reverberations over President Donald Trump's alleged disparagement of American service personnel who have been killed in action. The Atlantic Monthly, in a story with unnamed sources, said Mr. Trump referred to American military members buried in France as losers. He also allegedly used the term suckers. Mr. Trump angrily denies it and says no president has done as much for the military as he has. Mr. Trump's November opponent in his bid for re-election, former Vice President Joe Biden, issued a biting critique, saying if true, the Atlantic article shows Donald Trump is unfit to be the nation's commander-in-chief. Reuters reports that the Trump administration is considering whether to add China's top chipmaker, SMIC, to a trade blacklist. This as the U.S. escalates its crackdown on Chinese companies. The news agency quotes a Pentagon spokeswoman as saying the Defense Department was working with other agencies to determine whether to make the move against Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation. It would force U.S. suppliers to seek a difficult-to-obtain license before shipping to the company. SMIC and the Chinese embassy in Washington did not immediately respond to requests for comment. More news online at voanews.com. And remember, there is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.